Coming up on Philosophy Talk...
Why do you always have to be so weird?
Quantum mechanics, infinity, human consciousness.
No matter how you slice it, the universe is strange.
I'm not upset, I just think it's weird.
How can light be both a particle and a wave?
Yeah, that is weird.
How can our conscious minds be made from unconscious atoms?
Yeah, that is weird, because I didn't touch them.
Are there really as many fractions as there are whole numbers?
That's weird, eh? You're from here, right?
If things seem weird, is that a sign we just don't understand them?
Or could the world really be weirder than we think?
Our guest is Eric Schwitzgebel, author of The Weirdness of the World.
Why is the world so weird? The queerest of
the queer. Coming up on Philosophy Talk. Why is the world so full of paradoxes?
How can light be both a particle and a wave?
Can we even be sure other people exist?
Welcome to Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence. I'm Josh Landy.
And I'm Ray Briggs. We're coming to you from the studios of KALW San Francisco Bay Area.
Continuing conversations that begin at Philosopher's Corner on the Sanford campus, where Ray teaches philosophy and I direct the Philosophy and Literature Initiative.
Today we're asking, why is the world so weird?
Oh, come on, Ray. The world isn't that weird. Most of it's pretty predictable. The sun rises every morning. If I drop something, it always falls towards the earth. And unless some jerk's in my house moving stuff around, things stay pretty much where I put them.
There's a lot of weird stuff about the world, too, though. Like, hey, did you know that some lizards reproduce themselves by cloning? And sea squirts are even weirder. They start their lives as free-swimming larvae, and then they attach themselves to rocks, they digest their own brains, and they become a completely different kind of creature. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that kind of stuff happens all the time. Caterpillars turn into butterflies, tadpoles turn into frogs. That's cool and all, but there are perfectly good explanations for it.
Caterpillars don't even go straight into butterfly form. They become a massive goo, and then they reconstitute themselves. How on earth does that happen?
Well, I don't know, but I bet someone does. And even if not, just because we don't understand things yet doesn't mean they don't obey the laws of nature.
But the laws of nature themselves are weird. We're all made out of these tiny quantum particles, and according to some physicists, that means that every time you observe a chance event, there's some equally real version of you in another universe, watching that event turn out differently.
That's just some physicists. There's plenty of physicists out there who think there's only one world and one me talking to one Ray in one studio.
Yeah, but even if they're right, quantum mechanics is still pretty weird. Like, light is both a wave and a particle somehow, and there's some kind of spooky action at a distance. And if you know where something is, you can't possibly know how fast it's going.
Okay, look, I'll grant you that things are weird at the subatomic level, but that's not the world we live in. You and I spend our time around dogs and trees and shoes, not elementary particles. And there's nothing weird about any of that stuff.
Oh, are you really sure it's not weird? Answer me this. Do your shoes have consciousness?
No way. That would be weird.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're just made out of matter, and matter isn't conscious. But then, we're made out of matter. How do we get to be conscious?
Well, Descartes would say, because we have souls. So, my brain is part of my body, and my body's made of matter, but I'm more than just my body. Consciousness is this special thing that certain creatures have, and shoes very definitely do not.
Did you hear what you just said? Did you hear how weird it was? You had to posit some kind of disembodied ectoplasm swirling around your skull. It's like you're living in a sci-fi movie. And that just proves my point. Every single answer to the question of consciousness is a weird answer. There's no way around it.
Okay, look, that's all very nice for the philosophy classroom, but I'm talking about real life. Let's say I'm baking a cupcake. I measure out my cup of flour, my half cup of sugar. Works every time. The ratios always hold. You can always count on numbers.
Well, even numbers are weird. Since we're thinking about fractions, how many fractions are there between 0 and 1?
An infinite number?
Yeah, and how many fractions are there between 0 and infinity?
More than that?
Nope, it's exactly the same amount. Pretty weird, huh?
You're right. That is weird and kind of cool.
And it's exactly the kind of thing our guest has been thinking about. It's Eric Schwitzgebel, author of a new book titled The Weirdness of the World. We'll be hearing from him in just a moment.
But first, what do people on the street find weird about the world? We sent our roving philosophical reporter, Shireen Adel, to find out. She files this report.
The weirdest thing about the world.
Weird.
I can't think of anything weird that happened to me today.
Weird, 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 weird.
I think the weirdest thing about the world is how quickly we normalize incredible, weird things.
Weird, weird, weird.
That it exists. I think it's weird that we're atoms and molecules or whatever, and that it's somehow been arranged into this.
Weird, 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 weird.
Honestly, it's just that we're all on the same planet and we're all walking around doing very similar things in, like, isolation.
Weird, 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 weird.
In my current house, we've had many bizarre paranormal things. One of my roommates is seeing, like, orbs, and I keep hearing things and having stuff go missing and having things, like, fall over randomly. And there's probably some explanation, but it feels weird.
Weird, 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 weird.
There was a time where I thought using the bathroom on an airplane was one of the most incredible experiences because of what it meant for just human progress, that I can be this far up in the sky and in a bathroom.
Weird, 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 weird.
Years and years ago, I was traveling in Europe and we were on an overnight train where you sign up for a bunk in a room of six people. So we get there and I look at the person in the bunk below me, and it's somebody that I worked with the summer before, like when it was, we worked at a summer camp together, and like the crazy, all of the things that had to go in to that happening, right? Like, I love that connection feeling. Like, it feels kind of magical.
Weird, weird.
The laws of physics are really weird. Seems so ordinary, but you know, you're actually 99.999% empty space between the atoms. Like, Einstein didn't get the Nobel Prize for relativity theory because he thought it was too weird, the idea that everybody would have their own personal time running at different rates.
Weird, weird, weird.
Donald Trump is the weirdest thing in the world. The way in which he addresses everything is such a looking glass, like a Alice in Wonderland kind of worldview, where he convinces himself that what he's saying is not lies, and so that's not really a lie, but it's not true. So it's a lie to everybody else, but not to himself.
Weird, weird, weird.
Saying that actually makes me realize what a weird thing it is to even say that.
I have seen a wasp lay a trap for a spider, but I believe the wasp lays eggs within the spider, and it's designed to trap it. And the spider is kind of a packaged meal for the larvae of the wasp as it hatches. And it's evolved to create this trap door in which it'll store the spider in and then seal it in to its fate, because it's pretty much alive for the most part. And then its offspring emerge from it. It's, you know, sci-fi and horror really don't have anything on Mother Nature sometimes.
I think we should embrace the weirdness of the world and actually see it as part of its charm.
Weird, 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 weird.
Those were the voices of Cheryl Kaskowitz, Brooke Corso, Victor Tense, Pat McMahon, David Boyer, Max Tegmark, and Ben Trefney. For Philosophy Talk, I'm Shireen Adel.
Want to hear more? You can find the complete episode on iTunes Music, or for unlimited listening, become a subscriber at philosophytalk.org.